You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Evelyn Wan. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, October 28th. Here are the headlines to start your day. Northwestern University graduate workers staged a campus-wide work-in from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. last Friday. The work-ins were across campus, including Kresge Centennial Hall, Tech, and University Library. This was a response to the Trump administration's Compact for Academic Excellence in Higher Education, which asks universities to comply with various demands in exchange for access to federal funds. Many, however, consider these demands overreaches of government power. In the city of Evanston, 40 members of Communities of the Interfaith Action of Evanston were honored at the annual Vision Keepers Ceremony. They gathered on Sunday night at the Hilton Orrington Hotel. The award winners were selected for their contributions to the community through volunteering. Gregory Bovino, the U.S. Border Patrol Commander at Large, is ordered to appear at Chicago's Dirksen Federal Courthouse today. This order comes after attorneys accused Bovino of throwing tear gas into a Little Village neighborhood without justification. From an order 1 month ago, federal agents are prohibited from using gas without two warnings or against those who present no threat. Live testimony is expected, but it is not confirmed whether Bovino will testify. In Illinois, the Department of Agriculture has confirmed that SNAP benefits will not go out on November 1st. Nearly 2 million Illinois residents are set to lose benefits this week, with more than 60% of those residents being families with children. The Illinois application for benefits and eligibility saw that benefits cannot be administered without further action from the Trump administration. British political commentator Sami Hamdi was detained by ICE officers at San Francisco International Airport. Hamdi was on a speaking tour and most recently was in Sacramento. This detainment was in response to Hamdi's criticism of the Israeli government, according to a social media post made by the Council on American Islamic Relations. Yesterday, Hurricane Melissa drew closer to Jamaica as it intensified into a Category 5 storm. This would be the strongest recorded hurricane to hit the island. The storm has already been blamed for 7 deaths in the Northern Caribbean, and it has channeled 175 mile-per-hour winds and is expected to unleash flooding and landslides in Jamaica. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Evelyn Wan. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow, October 29th, for another edition of The Daily Cat.